Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show, and yes, we are 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM talk stations for all of Northern Nevada. And, of course, HireMeNevada.com. There are jobs out there. You don't have to file for unemployment, but you can, since the government has made it such a sweet deal for you. More money coming in. How are we going to get people back to work? This coronavirus update brought to you by Real Construction. Here's some real numbers for you. In Carson City, there are 14 cases of coronavirus. Douglas County has got 9. Lyon County has 4. So, there you have it. In the, they call it the Quad County region, there are only 27 cases of coronavirus. There are 283 active cases here in Washoe County. People are recovering. We've seen 8 deaths, but we've had 35 people recover. And more will recover. And you will recover. Specialists in all insurance-related restoration projects, Real Construction is open for business. Call 359-0700. I want to see you open for business as well. So today's poll question is about voting. But tomorrow's poll question we already have set for tomorrow that I want you to think about, and I want you to think about it long and hard tonight. Do you want to see these businesses opened back up? Do you want to see the economy going once again, despite all of this nonsense that is going on? I'm not saying that the deaths are nonsense. The deaths are out there. They're real. But guess what? We've had shootings. We've had fatal car accidents. We've had people dying from other things. There will always be death out there. There will always be germs, and there will always be viruses. Will we shut the economy down every time? Look who's ready to roll. Look who still has a job. Government representatives and the military they control. The generals calling the shots, ready to roll. I love our military men and women who are always facing danger on the front lines, all of our law enforcement, all of our first responders. But they can be lied to as well. They can be put in a position, just like our local law enforcement is put into a position where we have people breaking the law every single day, sleeping out along the river. Not really worried about CBD-19 right now. Yet they're still not cited. They're still not moved on. Because their higher-ups tell them not to. Their higher-ups tell them it's more important to go find private businesses. It's more important to go track down a barber who's cutting men's hair in his own home. Fine him, shut him down, take away his business license, than actually go out and enforce the law. This isn't law. What is being done in the city of Reno and Washoe County and the state of Nevada and all the states. When you hear the governor speak, when you hear, you know, it always seems to be a recommendation. They make you feel at ease with that recommendation that they're doing something. But then they abuse their powers by sending their minions out that they can abuse and use and say, you know what? I said no church services. I said you need to stay away. I recommended it. So start going to all the churches. Well, guess what? The limit was 10 and above. So how many churches are going to have their services with 8 people? You can RSVP. Or has your church just been intimidated to shut its doors? I mean, personally, we don't need churches. Where two or more gather in his name, in my name, I will be there. Church is in your heart. God is in your heart. Jesus is in your heart. Hopefully he's in your home. He surrounds you every day. You don't have to have somebody else's interpretation of the Bible, of God, of Jesus, when you should be reading the Bible for yourself. It's all just another man's interpretation. But it's nice to share the celebration. Easter. But it's not just Easter, it's Passover. What's going to happen when Ramadan comes around? What's going to happen when all of the different religions, the celebrations that they have, they're now told you can't do any of that? Or is it just the Christian religion that's maybe being targeted? More things to think about, more truths for you to find. It's not to come from me. It's not to come from elected representatives. It's for you to find. It's for you to read about. It's for you to listen to YouTube videos, listen to Facebook. It's for you to find your own truth. And the truth is out there for every single thing that we are going through. And then ask yourself, why? Why are we shutting down an entire government, way of life, economy, because of a virus that, even if it is a little bit more aggressive than the flu, which, by the way, the numbers, even falsified as they are, aren't coming close. Why is all this happening? Why hasn't it happened before? Because it's a perfect storm to take away your rights. I urge you to participate in the Nevada Patriots meeting, virtual meeting tonight. If you want the login information, you can either email me at monica@991fmtalk.com or email the direct source, 1NevadaPatriot@gmail.com. It starts at 6 o'clock tonight. I would say sit down the whole family. Because if there's anything that our education system hasn't taught the kids, is that they have rights. They have legal rights. They have constitutional rights. And they should know what those are. Some people have said that this is a whole new world. I want you to take a look at the world of where we were. We'll go back 3 months ago. to where we are now. How convenient. We can just go through the drive-thru. We can contact our favorite restaurants, have the food waiting for us. You don't even have to cook if you don't want to. Boy, there's a wave of the future. School? Online. Work? Online. Social activities? Online. Entertainment? Online. Group meetings? Online. Banking? Online. Education? Online. Shopping? Online. Online. Grocery shopping? Online. Some people say convenience. I say separation. We have 5G online, out in communities. A lot of people don't even know what it is. It's a bigger band. It's so more people can get on that bandwidth. Because we have shopping online. We have school online. We have entertainment online.
All I want to do is zoom, 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 zoom in my room, room.
Just keeps going. Zoom? Yeah, it's a great idea. But should it be forced upon you? 5G is not healthy. 5G is an... Let me explain it to you this way. You know how radiation from microwaves is not good for you? Found that out in the long run. Radiation's not good for you. The 5G towers that are around town have to be in close proximity to their users. So you will see more and more and more and more and more of them. And can't even penetrate buildings. If you try to download something outside, see how fast it is, go inside, even to a building right next to the source, you'll see that download slow down to a crawl. It's not better, it's not faster. They can just get more people onto it. And that microwave analogy I was making, it's an open air microwave. You think that windmills kill birds? Start watching what happens around 5G sites. But it's being forced upon us. Legislature just pushed it right through, didn't give you a time to research it. Oh, my phone's going to be faster. Ooh, the internet's going to be faster. Faster isn't always better. Oh, I would make a terrible analogy right there, but that's just my dirty mind. We'll be back after this on the Monica Jay Show, your show, live and local. Right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on day, I don't know, what is it, 98 or something like this on lockdown. But when we go through stuff like this, you know what we turn to? We need to turn to comfort food. I'm just looking at a few of the things here on Pinocchio's Bar and Grill Facebook page. And don't be confused, because there are other Pinocchios on there. But when they talk about good food, their nose grows. You want Pinocchio's Bar and Grill. And somebody's comment here from December 23rd, 2019. The best people in the world and comfort food. Joining us right now on the Monica Jay Show is, of course, JP from Pinocchio's. Actually, you are Pinocchio's, JP.
I've been called worse, but yeah, that's what they call me now.
So with your great curbside service, what do we got on tap today?
Well, I got to tell you, we brought it across the border from Sparks, but we got a prime rib Philly cheesesteak today. That's going to be one of our lunch specialties. You can look at the menu. There's other choices, but that's going to be the lunch one. Tonight, out of popular demand, we got two. We're going to do the Applewood smoked prime rib, which people love, and we're going to do fish and chips. Icelandic cod fish and chips tonight.
What is the bonus for people who are saying that, coming in and saying, hey, I heard you bantering with Monica today. What's up? What do I get?
I love it when Monica always pushes me a little bit to give it away. So today, Monica, here's what we're going to do. It's Thursday. We're close to Friday. So with every prime rib dinner tonight, we're going to give you a six-pack of Sierra Nevada beer.
Oh, that sounds good. Talk about comfort food and some Sierra Nevada beer. You know what? If you go on to Pinocchio's Bar and Grill on Facebook, you can not only see the menu, but you can see a picture of that Philly cheesesteak. That is just looking scrumptious. Now, where can they call in their orders, and how long does it usually take, JP?
You know, give us a few minutes, Thursday and Fridays, but, you know, you call it in to 775-826-5151. We'll take your order on the phone. We always keep an eye out to the front door. When we see a car pull up, we come out. I tried roller skates yesterday. It didn't go so well, so we'll just kind of walk out to you, and then we'll take your credit card, run it, and bring you the food.
Oh, that sounds awesome. JP, thank you so much for not only bringing us great food, but also putting a laugh and a smile on our faces. You and the team take care, be safe, and keep bringing us those great deals and awesome food.
Thank you. Have a great, great day. Stay strong, stay healthy.
Stay strong and stay healthy, JP. That's the way to do it, right there. Good food. Just remember, you need to have healthy food in there, too. That's why Pinocchio's always make sure they load you up on the veggies. Yum. You don't want to come out of this and, you know, all these homestays and see your waistline has grown by, you know, how many inches. We say stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy, but also stay connected. Make sure that you're not getting down in the dumps by calling your friends. Use FaceTime. I know people don't like to use social media, but this is how, because we've let it, we've let technology take over. So use it. Don't lose the connection. FaceTime with people. See their faces. Hear their voices. Don't just do texts and emails. Make the connection. Because it is so important. If we can't have that physical connection, which I don't know, the hugs between my husband and I are getting a little bit longer every day. It's not just that, oh, hi, honey. It's that, oh. Take that extra time. Take that extra hug time. Get it in. Because we need physical touch. We're just creatures that way, that it builds our energy. Have you ever noticed that when you're around happy people, you become happy? Or really annoyed? But your energy level is raised. That's because we are beings of energy. And we need that positive energy right now. But when I say that, that doesn't necessarily mean that you stop paying attention to the negativity. You can still be negative. Because when I talk about what's going on with this CVD-19, I will be negative. I've got some more of the behind the scenes of what's still going on while you're focused on other things. Have a quick lesson of watch both hands, not just what the left or the right hand is doing. You got to watch both. We'll be back on how the Democrats also just shot down that extra help for small businesses out there right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today. 10 to noon, every weekday. 884-9910, if you'd like to call in. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. If you've got an email, love this email that I just got. Thank you so much for your support. This is from Candy. I've received many calls from people wanting to sign the petition to recall Sisolak from your radio show, and I really appreciate it. I wanted to advise you that we are doing a petition signing tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. at Spanish Springs Library in the parking lot. Thank you for your help. If you want to sign the recall petition to recall Governor Steve Sisolak, the governor who banned doctors from prescribing hydroxychloroquine, a known treatment, successful treatment for CVD-19. And then we found out had stockpiles of it at his correction centers. I only say that because he's the governor, so he should know that. Just seems suspicious. But still, even just the banning of it. If you would like to sign that recall petition, 6 to 8 p.m. tonight, Spanish Springs Library. It's worth the drive, don't you think? Get out of the house. Take that little commute, even if you're in South Reno. Just physical distance. And then we'll see if any law enforcement shows up to enforce that suggestion of stay at home. Because this is America. And we do have rights. I don't care what Schmuckalack is saying. Now, thinking about those rights, we have attorneys out there that don't always come out into the spotlight when issues like this are taken up. Because all laws, if you really look at them, if you look at the way that they're written, are subject to interpretation. They're vague. They can go either way. So, tonight, also 6 o'clock, there will be a virtual meeting of Nevada Patriot. And it will be with a lawyer who specializes in the First Amendment and a lawyer who specializes in the Second Amendment. Two different ones. Please participate. The limit has been lifted. It is by Zoom, but it will be controlled. And because lawyers are so busy, we're definitely keeping our fingers crossed that both of them can attend. If you want the login information, email the source 1NevadaPatriot@gmail.com or email me here at the station. And that is the number 1. You don't have to write it out. It's the number 1NevadaPatriot@gmail.com. You know what else is happening tonight? 5 o'clock, Jerry Evans and Craig Swope, even producer Craig, getting in on it, will be live tonight at 5 o'clock with a coronavirus update. All things coronavirus. I try to spread it out a little bit because you know what? There are still other things going on that you need to know about, like that H.R. 5717 to completely rewrite your rights when it comes to the Second Amendment, what you can, can't have, what you can do and not do, what you can purchase and not purchase. Also working on the New Way Forward Act. The Democrats are working behind the scenes right now while everybody else is buying into the whole CVD-19 shutdown. Well, guess what Chuck Schumer just did? The Democrats just blocked the GOP attempt that just happened this morning to swiftly get out $250 billion to small businesses because the SBA had been tapped out from the money that they had already been given from the CARES Act. I mean, we've got 16 million people applying for unemployment right now, on unemployment. So you have to ask yourself, well, if you're the party of the people, the American worker, why would you do that? Seriously? Because they want add-ons. They want additional funding for disadvantaged communities, for states, for hospitals, and more importantly, just like we saw Governor Newsom pushing more aid to illegals. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Kim this morning. Hi, Kim. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Monica. Nice to talk with you. You know, we have been talking about this coronavirus. Well, you know, the people of the United States, the normal Joe public, has the power to control things. They just need to stand up and be a little louder. And, you know, buying all this stuff from China and people being out of work, I have decided I am not going to be buying anything, nothing from China. I am a smart, intelligent woman, and I know how to go and get something that I need without buying it from China. I don't think that we should be supporting them in any way, in any fashion. And for our companies that are purchasing things and having things made over in China, I will not be purchasing from them. And what is going on is just so completely wrong. And I'm tired of the politicians taking our money and putting it into stupid things that don't even have anything to do with the virus at all.
Mm-hmm.
And the World Health Organization, shameful, shameful, shameful. They need to be pitched to the curb, just like China.
They need to be held accountable.
And absolutely. And I think we should find out what all the government owns from China, what they own here in the United States. And I think we should confiscate it. And we have been giving them animals so that they can eat, live, and survive. No more animals. They do not get another animal from the United States.
And I think
cut
it would really surprise...
completely amputate them.
I think it would really surprise people if, you know, we've talked about bats. The things that the Chinese eat, the things you find in these wet market does not mean, you know, animals that are aquatic. A wet market is the farmers bring this stuff in mass amounts. They are farming tigers to eat tigers. They are farming dogs, cats. They are farming all types of animals that would never fly here in the United States. The processing that they do in China would never fly here in the United States. That's why it's more expensive to purchase items that are made in the USA because of the quality controls that are put in place. And Kim, thank you so much. Bless you for calling and taking that stand. It is harder than you might think. But we all have to attempt or at least try a little every day to do that. I go to Sam's Club. I love garlic. I get these big containers of garlic in water and oil. I turned it over the other day. It's a product of China. My garlic. So I did some research. You have to work for it, people. I did my research and I found that Kirkland garlic in the water is from Gilroy. It's grown and it's processed in Gilroy, California. I will now be purchasing my garlic that way. Turn over the box. My tuna fish comes from China. Fresh foods, frozen foods, boxed and processed foods. My Kraft macaroni and cheese comes from China. Turn the box over. I did my start because I wanted to give things to you. I wanted to give things to my listeners. So I went online and I found the best deals for Trump hats, for Trump coins, for Trump flags that I could give away. I have my stockpile because I've already purchased them. Because I was going to a website called Wish. Wish.com. Really inexpensive stuff. You know why? Because it comes directly from China. I deleted the app. I will no longer be using the Wish website and buy stuff from China. I still have all this stuff to give away, but I'm not going to be purchasing anymore. We'll be giving away items of gift cards and gift certificates from local businesses. That's what you can do as well. Rather than going out and buying a junky gift that's not going to last more than a couple months, the latest must-have toy, I'm going to be putting things into savings accounts for the kids. And the adults, I'm going to be giving nights out. Local restaurants. Once this all gets going again. Places like Pinocchio's. Or a Manny Petty from Metamorphosis. Or something that is local. If we all try to do this, and I'm just asking to try, because I know this country is so ingrained and integrated with everything from China that we just have to start small. We'll be back after this on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Through the day, here are a few.
I think I did it again. I just touched my face. It's the new cardinal sin. Oh, baby, I thought I never did it, but I guess I do, like five times a minute. I do it so much, it's scary, but it's involuntary.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1fmtalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I hope you are staying safe and you're staying realistic. You got that mind going. I appreciate that. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM Talk. And it's all about community. This coronavirus update brought to you by Real Construction. And as we look around, everywhere around, especially here at home, coronavirus cases for the United States, 450,968. So from the last time that we talked about it, it's been up a little bit. Nationwide, 15,878 deaths. But here locally, in the quad counties, Carson, Douglas, Lyon, Story, only 27 cases altogether. Still no cases in Story at all. We have had another death here in Washoe County. So we're up to 8 deaths now, but 35 people, take away from it the positive, 35 people have recovered. And in Washoe County, we've only got 283 active cases. Only 27 people are hospitalized. CVD is not a death sentence. And actually, those numbers are probably lower. Because those in charge who want to justify the whole shutdown and what we've seen are exploiting the numbers. If you die right now and you have CVD-19, it doesn't matter what you die from. You die to the coronavirus on your death certificate. This update brought to you by Real Construction. 24/7 availability if you need your home or your business secured from vandalism or looters, because that is a real possibility now. Call Real Construction. They can handle the job at 359-0700. They can handle the job. We can handle the job of your concerns. As long as you participate and don't bury your head in the sand and truly understand what's going on right now. Participate in the recall signing of Governor Sisolak. All you have to do is tonight, between 6 and 8, drive out to the Spanish Springs Library. Get out of the house. Get out of the house. Go sign that petition and recall Sisolak. Fightfornevada.com. You can find more locations as well. You want to participate in the constitutional virtual meeting tonight for Nevada Patriots? Email. It's going to be a Zoom meeting, so email 1, NevadaPatriot@gmail.com. We'll get you the login information, or you can email me at Monica@991fmtalk.com. Speaking of Evans Broadcast, Jerry Evans, Craig Swope, tonight, 5 o'clock, breaking in with a special show of everything that's going on. HireMeNevada.com. If you've got the urge to work, new listings on there. Lots of jobs available. Love you. Catch you tomorrow on 92.3 and 99.1.